Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, it looks like the Australian share market is going to get off to a fairly flat start this morning. The futures contract in after hours trade went from modest gains to reasonable ones at its best levels. The SPY was up by around 0.6%. Gave all of those back, all of those improvements back largely by the close. It was just in positive territory at the end of the session. And to an extent, that reflects what we saw on Wall Street last night, where US markets actually advanced to record highs for the Dow and the S&P at one stage. The S&P at its best levels up by a little over 0.6%. Pulled back towards the end of the session, finished with a gain of 0.4%, as did the Dow. The Nasdaq lagged by comparison. The index was up by around 0.1% at the close. So it was an interesting set of circumstances that we saw last night that should best be viewed in the context of the last couple of days, and indeed in terms of a broader narrative about what central banks are going to be doing over the medium term when it comes to supporting markets and economies, and indeed governments to that extent as well. Yesterday at the conclusion of the Fed's meeting, they're trying to create credibility for themselves by saying that they're discussing a timetable for tapering bond purchases. That, of course, is the mechanism that central banks use to keep interest rates very low over the course of the medium term, effectively sending a signal to the markets that this is the ceiling for interest rates. And the discussion recently has been whether or not they're going to pull back on those bond purchases, given the improvements that we've seen in the economy and indeed the arc of inflation as well. But the reality is that there are still challenges facing economies in any number of jurisdictions, and the latest iteration of the pandemic is creating headwinds for growth. The bottom line is that for the moment, the Fed is unlikely to do anything. It's just going to sit on its hands whilst we see things pan out over the course of the next couple of quarters rather than adjusting rate settings higher. So last night, we saw weaker numbers in relation to growth in the second quarter in the US. That undershot expectations by a substantial margin. The number of people claiming unemployment benefits in the last week, that was also higher than expected. So the bottom line is that the markets are of the mind that it's going to be lower for longer when it comes to interest rates, and indeed more rather than less when it comes to spending programs from government. So that is the bottom line for the moment. It's a question of whether or not that's enough to sustain things. The fact is that by and large, the US reporting season has been quite encouraging, with the vast majority of organizations reporting better than expected results at this juncture. So it's just a question of whether or not that optimism can push forward over the course of the next couple of quarters in terms of sustaining these markets. So that's where the tension lies in these indices at present. So as far as what that means for the local picture today, the cues from the Northern Hemisphere are a bit limited, but what did happen was that we saw the US dollar pull back. Again, that's an indication of those interest rate settings likely to remain lower for longer. The weaker greenback was supportive as far as commodity prices were concerned last night across a range of fronts. So if there is going to be a positive pulse this morning, it'll likely come from the resource sector. As I said, that weaker greenback pushing the Aussie dollar a little bit higher, so it's trading at 74 US cents at the moment.